For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Shall be called Jesus, meaning Savior, for He will save His people from their sins. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Shepherd of the truth, not all. Yeah.
I wonder if Mary fully understood the power, the majesty, and the authority that she cradled in her arms that first Christmas night. I wonder if she realized that when she caressed those tiny hands and fingers, those were the same hands that had scooped out oceans and formed the rivers and mountains. And those little feet could have walked on stars. And those precious lips had spoken worlds into existence. Mary must have been overwhelmed with emotion when she kissed her newborn child, knowing that she was kissing the cheek of the everlasting God. And the baby boy she delivered that starry night will one day deliver her. Yes, Mary had a baby. And through this willing servant of Jehovah, the world was given a Savior, a wonderful Counselor, the Messiah, Emmanuel, the Son of God, our Lord Jesus. Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Wind brought and floored amid the snows upon a winter night was grown the choice, the Christmas rose, the King of love and night. Again, their heart with rapture grows to greet the holy night that gave the world its Christmas rose, its King of love and night. How come they thus adore Him? Adoring Christ the Lord.
The shepherds returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. We all